So over the past little while, we've had confirmation of the now notorious Dr. Fauci being at times extremely incompetent, at times extremely dishonest, and pretty much always extremely devious and self-serving, all at our expense and all in pursuit of hobbies that can literally put the world at risk. Hobbies like, for example, gain-of-function research, which is a nerdy way of saying playing God with viruses and other bugs in order to make them much more dangerous to humans than they already are. This sort of government-funded super bug development scheme is something that Dr. Fauci is very much into. And he's not alone, not by a long shot. There's a lot of healthy speculation floating around the idea that one of the reasons that the US government and its corporate owners desperately tried to discredit the Wuhan lab leak theory was that the US government is very much into gain-of-function research, which happened to be occurring at the Wuhan lab, which happened to receive funding from some very American sources. Funding for such dangerous programs has been going on for a while now, and the one thing that we can all be certain of is that we are not being given even a significant slice of the truth where these programs and their intersection with our ruling elites are concerned. But for those of us with a pulse and at least two brain cells to rub together, this is not news. We already knew that we are, for the time being, living under the thumb of a pathological elite abuser class that makes even the nastiest non-human pathogens pale by comparison. But this is also where the silver lining of the story comes in, because thanks to revelations of Dr. Fauci's support for gain-of-function research, and thanks to revelations that our government and its corporate sponsors have been working tirelessly to spin or shove the Wuhan lab theory into the X-Files of conspiracy theory, when that theory actually is now looking like the most likely point of origin for the bug that we still can't freely mention online. And thanks to all of these things, the elite predator class is seeing its credibility crumble even more quickly as more and more people wake up to their pathological nature. These pathological liars are being increasingly recognized as pathological liars. These sociopathic predators are finally being seen as the sociopathic predators that they have always been. The more they try to control the masses through idiotic narratives and dinosaur institutions with near zero credibility, the more weakened, exposed, and vulnerable they become on their way into the ashbin of history. And that's the thing we need to see here. That's the thing we need to appreciate. The bad guys really are losing. Their narratives are failing. Their institutions are crumbling. The tide is beginning to turn against them, and in a big way. It's happening right now. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel, share this video, and visit HellraiserReport.com.